Trish O'Day, and I'm from the University of Texas at Austin, the School of Nursing, and we've developed some training there. As you can see, it's not only for nursing, but it's also for the College of Pharmacy and the School of Social Work, but it was developed by nursing. And I'm going to talk today about some of the partnerships that were involved in this initiative, the partnerships within the university with pharmacy and social work, but also our partnership with the City of Austin. But before I do that, I want to give you a little bit of background about how this all came about. And it came about with Hurricane Katrina. And that happened, as you know, at the end of August 2005. And so evacuees started arriving into Austin. I mean, we did not get as many evacuees, of course, as Houston. But we got about 3,500 to 4,000 evacuees over Labor Day weekend into our Austin Convention Center. About 7,000 to 8,000 evacuees came to Austin, but just about 4,000 were sheltered in the convention center. So at the very beginning of our fall semester, we decided, the undergraduate public health nursing faculty decided to switch all of our clinical experiences to work with the Katrina evacuees. We thought, we can help, and we also thought, well, this is an opportunity that will probably never happen again for these nursing students to assist in disaster response with such a large emergency, such a large disaster. So today I'm going to talk about how did our partnership initiative evolve. I'm going to show you some segments of our actual training, just about the next 10 slides or the actual training that we do. Collaboration, challenges, and can you replicate this partnership that I'm going to talk about in your own area? So this is one of the first slides in our training, and our training is called Just in Case Training. And as most of you know, there's also something called Just in Time Training, where we would say right in the initial disaster response, let's meet in the lobby in 15 minutes, and we want pharmacy students over here, nursing students over here, and the social work students over there. You'll get your badge, and we'll tell you where to report. That's Just in Time Training. This Just in Case Training is getting ready ahead of time. Occasionally I have to put my glasses on so I can see. UT means University of Texas. I know there's a University of Tennessee, but you know, we're doing this for our University of Texas students, so that's what UT means. We want them to know that we are working together with other parts of the university. We have really done some exciting work right here, and that we should all have some skills. It's interesting that sometimes it's the faculty that are really worried that they don't have the skills anymore. Well, I don't know how to give shots anymore, they might say. And we can reassure faculty or the RN staff that are also getting this training that there is a role for everybody. A role for everybody, definitely. The university has been proactive. Our university has been proactive. And we definitely have an umbrella emergency management plan, which has several parts to it. And again, this is a slide from our actual training. So we're talking to social work, pharmacy, and nursing. There's some plans underneath the umbrella plan, like mass sheltering related to hurricanes. Of course, when you're near the Gulf of Mexico, you definitely have hurricanes every year. We have a pandemic flu plan. And the university did, just about a year ago in December, we had a tabletop exercise for pandemic flu planning. And housing was there, dormitories, what are the issues for food service. IT people were there because we need to make sure that we could perhaps go to distance learning if we have to close down the university in the event of a pandemic. So our university, I think, is well on the way to being prepared. Again, these are slides from our training. We talk about type of disasters. Hurricanes are an ever-present threat to us. We're also in the area where we have a lot of petrochemical plants and industry down in Galveston, Beaumont, Texas City. And I must confess that I often use the BP example of explosions, British Petroleum, because there have been several incidents of plant explosions with British Petroleum. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of initiative towards mitigation. We want to be sure that the students and the faculty know about the incident command structure. We feel that's very important, that they need to know that there's a commander, and there's somebody in charge of planning, there's somebody in charge of operations, there's somebody in charge of logistics. And if that person the commander dies, well, then there's somebody to take that person's place. And we told them about the firefighter model. And if they do respond to an emergency in the Austin area, it will be the incident commander model that's used. So how did this all come about, this partnership that I've alluded to with the city of Austin? After Hurricane Katrina, the medical director from the city of Austin, Dr. Valadez, came to the School of Nursing and said, we would like to formalize a process to call up nursing students and staff and faculty in the event of a future disaster. And so that's kind of when this started, this partnership, and that was at the end of 2005 or early in 2006. And so we started working together on a document called a Memorandum of Cooperation, or it could be a Memorandum of Understanding, a collaborative agreement between the University of Texas and the City of Austin. We all acknowledge in this document that the City of Austin would take the lead in a disaster response, and we would follow along the umbrella and the guidance with the City of Austin. The City of Austin would call in the event of an emergency or a disaster, the university, the president of the university, or that person's designee, and then the deans of the different schools for nursing, pharmacy, and social work would then be called. And then our disaster mobilization plan, which I'm going to tell you about in a minute, would be mobilized as appropriate. So the intent of this memorandum of cooperation is to streamline and strengthen the process to call up volunteers. We do have a website at the University of Texas School of Nursing, and I've printed out help me remember the exact words of the memorandum. The purpose of the memorandum is to delineate the cooperative efforts to be undertaken by the City of Austin and the School of Nursing, the College of Pharmacy, and the School of Social Work in relation to preparedness for large-scale medical shelters and vaccination or prophylactic medication clinics in the event of a disaster, terrorist event, or in the event clinics are otherwise required due to a public health emergency. So it's pretty broad in terms of a possible response. So how did we get ourselves organized at the School of Nursing? We have a committee, and the dean of the School of Nursing appoints a committee every year. So about the end of August, or probably about the end of August, a new committee would be appointed. Well, this has only been our second year of being appointed, so we've asked the dean to please keep the same appointees, please, for the faculty and the staff, and that's been very helpful. The composition that did change were the nursing students, because we do have a representative from the University of Texas Nursing Students Association, and then also two different representatives from graduate nursing students who are, of course, RNs already and can practice as RNs in the event of a disaster. So the city is very interested in RNs coming to assist in disaster response, but also the nursing students that we have. We're a pool of a valuable resource. That's what the city of Austin thinks. And I agree. And part of that was, I didn't really tell you some of the things that we did with Katrina response. We, public health nursing faculty, we took our students over to the convention center, and we sometimes manned the special needs shelter for elderly or frail population that were evacuees. That was one thing we did. We also assisted with surveillance, and we were just walking up and down the cots to see who's pregnant or who is sick, and then link people to the resources that were right there at the convention center. We also functioned as escorts, and it's not what you think it is. At the very end, the convention center was open as a shelter for 3 weeks, and at the very end, there were people who had been there 3 weeks with their blanket over their head for 3 weeks on their cot, and so these were the individuals that were hard to place, and everybody, I don't know what the percentage of these individuals were still there, but they were the hard-to-place population. So the city developed a very wonderful tool, with the check-off little form, and the nursing students escorted these individuals from table to table. Let's go to the Red Cross table. Let's go to the Find an Apartment table. let's go over here to AIDS Services of Austin and talk to them. And that was just one role of what we did. Another thing we did is after the convention center closed, some of the older population was placed in subsidized senior housing. And we followed, I took my group there, one of my groups, and we followed these individuals over to subsidized senior housing, a wonderful new, beautiful apartment complex. And we did a needs survey to see what are the needs of these individuals who are now living temporarily or maybe permanently in Austin. And because of that survey, the agency that we helped, Family Elder Care, was able to get funding, and they gained some case managers to help for the next 2 years. That money is going away now, as we all know, but there were 2 years of funding. So in our disaster mobilization plan, we have details about when we would be called up and who will make the decisions about classes perhaps being canceled or clinical experiences being modified. The call-up process is definitely delineated very clearly, and we use our Office of Student Affairs as a funnel point for the call-up of volunteers to say, yes, I will assist, or if we decide to take a whole class to assist, because they have all the credentialing information and the background checks and the HIPAA compliance. Office of Student Affairs has all that information. So I've got a few slides here that, remember, we're talking to pharmacy students, nursing students, and social work students. And one of their expected roles is the prevention of disease, and they might be assisting with mass vaccination, probably the pharmacy students and the nursing students. Another expected role in mass sheltering, minor first aid, psychological first aid, definitely for the social work students. Basic screening triage, pharmacy and nursing students can do that. And then there's always special needs population in a shelter. What kind of cot are we going to need for the morbidly obese? You know, it did not work to have a regular cot. What are we going to do with those twins that are 5 days old? So special needs were an issue. And then again, immunizations that pharmacy and nursing can do. Then here is something special that I think the city of Austin is very interested in having the nursing students and the RN resources. The city of Austin has an agreement now with the city of Galveston and those surrounding areas so that in the event of a future hurricane, most probably it'll probably be a hurricane, an evacuation is occurring, the city of Austin has agreed to set up shelters, a special needs shelter for individuals like nursing home evacuees or maybe assisted living evacuees. And the city needs us as nursing resources to help staff those shelters, the special needs shelters. Another role for these students is possibly triage. As you know, we have large trucks going up and down the freeways between Mexico all the way up to Chicago, and there could be a chemical spill. And so we do want the students to know about possibly in-the-field kind of triaging. Besides the triaging that they would do the front door of a shelter, decide who goes to sleep in what room, who gets assigned. But this is in-the-field triage, the ABCs and D and E. We also show them a triage tag where we talk about immediate, you know, designation, delayed, or dead, or near dead, so they can learn about that. This is not my end slide, but this is the end of the training. We want the students and the faculty and the staff who get this training to know who is in charge. They need to ask the question, who's in charge, who is running the shelter? Is it the Red Cross, or in our case, is it the City of Austin? Because there was a little bit of confusion at the beginning of our setup, and the City of Austin says, we are taking control of this shelter, and the city ran the shelter. We want students to be able to sign up for more training. So, in terms of how did this all work out with collaboration, we provided some training. The School of Nursing went to the, I guess we did it over the College of Pharmacy, but we provided this training in more detail for representatives of faculty and staff from the College of Pharmacy and the School of Social Work. That was just this spring, and also with our University of Texas Emergency Officer. And that was we'd already been in discussions with pharmacy and social work, but this was some formal training for them. We also shared with them templates of our plan so that they could do the same thing, templates for how to set up a committee. With University Health Services, we started last, how am I doing the time? We started last fall for the flu shot clinics, getting nursing students to go help with the flu shot clinics with University Health Services, and it worked out very well, and we expanded it this fall and had even more students going over to help with the flu shot clinics that the university puts on for students as well as staff and faculty. Anybody who wants to go in and get a shot can get one. The University Health Services has also done extensive planning for a possible pandemic. Everything from changing the patient flow, triage at the front door and closing other doors, setting up a 24-hour hotline, trying to think of other things that they're doing. You know, they really have all these floor plans of how they're going to change their clinic, their existing clinic, to in the event of an influenza pandemic. So the collaboration with University Health Services is how can our nursing students and possibly pharmacy students or social work students assist in such an event. And what we've decided for the nursing students is that they could help with a 24-hour hotline. The emphasis, of course, in a pandemic influenza would be on in-home care. There isn't going to be any room in the hospital, so we'll need to have an advice line on in-home care. And also the nurses can help, the nursing students can help with triage. This August, you probably have heard of that hurricane called Hurricane Dean. That was a big hurricane coming up into the Gulf of Mexico. Maybe if you don't live in that area, you were not aware of it. But Hurricane Dean was a really big hurricane, and we thought we were going to have another Hurricane Katrina. And so the city of Austin was calling over to our university emergency officer to say, let me make sure that I know the process here for call-up. And we made sure that this individual had the cell phone number of our commander at the School of Nursing and the commander's. Our commander is the dean of the School of Nursing and the dean's designee in her absence. You know, we wanted to make sure that cell phone number was available. So what are the challenges? Of course, when you're working with lots of people, there are a lot of challenges. The University of Texas experience is still ongoing. Our memorandum of cooperation is not signed yet. We had thought our memorandum would be signed by now between the City of Austin and the University of Texas. Well, there's been a lot of legal review on both sides. I mean, I didn't realize this legal review would take a long time. And then the signatories for the University of Texas were supposed to be the deans of the College of Pharmacy, Social Work, and Nursing. But then we got a new provost just recently, and so they're talking about now maybe there'll just be one signature line for the new provost. So it still hasn't been signed yet. But I do feel positive that it will be signed, and I do feel positive that we have a process in place, as evidenced by the City of Austin going ahead and calling and trying to make sure that we have the phone numbers to start this call-up process at the School of Nursing. Competing priorities. Faculty and the RNs that work at the School of Nursing and the graduate students who are RNs, they might be pulled in different directions to respond to a disaster. They might belong to the Red Cross. They work at the University of Texas. There's something called Ready Texans through Texas Nurses Association. And so we often get the question, well, how do I know who to respond to? And what we have heard that a good answer is that look to your employer first. And so they work for the University of Texas, and so we're trying to encourage people who work for the University of Texas to be willing to respond through a University of Texas initiative to help the City of Austin. And of course, if you're the state chair for the Red Cross, you need to go ahead and respond with the Red Cross. But that's an example of a competing priority. Another kind of competing priority is the need to go ahead and graduate versus response in a disaster effort. Of course, we're an educational institution, a university, and you can't let the curriculum go by the wayside and not let these students graduate. They have to fulfill the requirements of their education. So we have to make sure that we are very attentive to that. And so that's one of the reasons why we have on our committee the assistant deans for undergraduate education and graduate education, to make sure that they can make the correct decision to say, yes, you can substitute this clinical experience that we had planned with this other clinical experience that's a disaster response. Politics. We hope that we don't have to get involved in terms of with politics and influencing that politics is. We talk about time. Okay. We talk about the public good and try to keep this discussion above politics. And we really haven't had anyone saying, no, we should not do this. I think there was some fear on the university side of maybe committing university resources, and they didn't want to do it without it, everything being delineated very carefully. So how can you do this in your locale? This is really my last slide right here. Who should you contact? You might try contacting, if you have a local board of health, you might work with your local board of health. If you have a health officer for the city or for your county, you might start with internal discussions about, do we want to do this as a school of nursing or as a school of some other discipline? You might talk to other schools of nursing. The associate degree schools of nursing in your community can also be valuable partners too. I think there should be some formal steps, and I think there should be some sort of a formal document to make sure that everybody knows what their role is in terms of a disaster response. And there's my contact information. We do have a website. Just go to the University of Texas at Austin and click on the School of Nursing and go to community. And thanks very much.